Listener Production. Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A man has been charged with murder and kidnapping after a man's body was found in a New South Wales unit. Police finding the body following concerns from a 44-year-old woman. Detective Superintendent Chad Gilley says she contacted police after allegedly escaping the unit following her kidnapping.
There's been incidents in the unit over the course of the days. The male attended, but they arrived independent of each other. The female victim indicates that she'd been in that unit since Australia Day, being Thursday.
The 30-year-old suspect and his girlfriend will face court tomorrow. The death toll from record floods in New Zealand has risen to 4. Auckland has been inundated by rain over the past 3 days. A state of emergency remains for the city, with heavy rain forecast into tomorrow. Tributes continue to flow for Aussie Olympian canoer Phil Coles, who's passed away at 91. The Australian Olympic Committee says the athletes of Australia have lost one of their true champions. The search continues for a tiny but dangerous radioactive capsule on a 1,400k stretch of road in WA. Health authorities issued a warning on Friday after the 8mm capsule was lost, believed to have fallen through a hole in a truck where a bolt had been dislodged. We're about to see more homegrown talent on our screens. The federal government expected to force streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon Prime to spend 20% of their revenue on local content, injecting almost $500 million into the Aussie film and TV industry. In sport, the 2023 Oz Open Women's Doubles Champions have been decided. Czech duo Katerina Siniaková and Barbara Krejčíková have claimed a 6-4, 6-3 victory. Siniaková has told Nine it'll be a big present for her mum back home.
Big thanks to my home, my family, and my mom is having birthday. Takže mami, to je pro tebe. Mám vás všechny moc ráda.
Up next, the men's singles title will be decided between Stefanos Tsitsipas and 9-time winner Novak Djokovic.